GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. An end to the Dominion voting system's defamation case against Fox News. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Fox admitted no guilt, but said in a statement, "We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false." $787 million is short of the $1.6 billion Dominion was seeking after watching Fox News hosts and guests repeatedly give voice to false claims.
Fox facing further defamation suits over its reporting of false claims about voting machines rigging the 2020 election. The Supreme Court deciding whether women will face restrictions to getting the drug used in most abortions across the country. The justices expected to issue an order in which abortion opponents are seeking to roll back the FDA's approval of mifepristone. The Biden administration wants the court to reject limits on its use. Suspected Pentagon documents leaker Jack Teixeira expected in court today to find out if he'll remain behind bars until trial. This is ABC News. Netflix is delaying its long-planned password-sharing crackdown. It's not the only big change at the company. ABC's Lionel Moyes reports.
The end of an era when it comes to those red envelopes that started it all. After a 25-year run, the company is ending its DVD mailing service. But before its transition to streaming, Netflix shipped more than 5.2 billion DVDs. The first ever shipped?
It's showtime.
Beetlejuice in 1998, the most popular DVD.
When you look at him, you think of me.
Yes, ma'am.
The Blind Side, starring Sandra Bullock.
Indiana state senators Tuesday advanced a bill to fund firearms training for teachers. Two Democrats joined all Republican state senators voting in favor of the bill. The 40 hours of firearms training would be optional for those teachers who volunteer to be trained. Critics of the plan say Army teachers could increase the number of guns in school, making them less safe. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is under a state of emergency due to fast-rising floodwaters. The snowpack in northern Wisconsin has been melting rapidly in the last week, and we've had our share of rain. Wisconsin Emergency Management, the National Guard, and several other state agencies are standing by to offer local communities help if they need it. A bill to increase penalties for carjacking in Wisconsin is on its way to Governor Evers' desk. Convicts would face up to 60 years in prison.
Years ago, I would take my kids when they were growing up, we would go down and we would stay down in downtown Milwaukee or downtown Chicago. I don't think you could pay me to go down there now.
Republican Paul Tittle of Manitowoc, the bill has bipartisan support, but some Democrats complain it demonizes Milwaukee. In sports, the Brewers go for a sweep of Seattle today. Tonight, the Bucks try to even up their first-round playoff series against Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big
party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like
solid.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Calvin?
You know, it's a little dreary outside, but at least it's not frigidly cold.
Yeah, it is a little dreary outside, but inside, it's going to be lively as always. And I want to begin the show by welcoming back attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch. She is a immigration attorney, a well-known, nationally known immigration attorney. And welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm happy to be back. We had a fun time last time.
So yeah.
Here we go again.
And so let me, I have to talk. All of this constant griping and beating up of immigrants who come across the border, and people who you know, want to continue to browbeat these people. And yet nobody talks about the fact that many of these, their children, are being exploited all across this nation, especially in many Republican enclaves, and not just Republican enclaves. But their child labor laws have been loosened in many parts of this nation as these children are being taken advantage of in some of the worst working conditions that even adults want jobs, that adults want work. How is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, we have, so it's a couple of issues at play right now. One is we have a lot of unaccompanied migrant children in the United States, way, way more than ever before. The reason for that is because of the border policy known as Title 42 that rejects or expels all asylum seekers that's been in place since March of 2020. It doesn't apply to children, and it hasn't for the last 2 years. So what that means is that lots of families have been sending their children to the United States alone because the kids are the only ones who can get in. So that has created this population of unaccompanied migrant kids who are, many of them are with relatives, but a lot of them are not with relatives. And then they get forced into these almost trafficking-like situations where they have to pay off debts. The bigger issue, you know, that's the immigration issue, the migrant kids. The bigger issue in this country is that we have a labor shortage, and it's getting worse. And the solution to that shortage right now that we're seeing is absurd. And what it is that states like Iowa, Wisconsin, Arkansas, Minnesota, I believe, are beginning to pass labor, they're beginning to loosen child labor laws so that kids, not just migrant kids, but all children,
right,
can fill the labor shortage. You know, basically poor children are going to be the ones, of course, doing these overnight jobs in factories.
Well, I mean, sacrificed. We're sacrificing children because the business community needs to have more people to work. And knowingly, and this is what bothers me the most, Attorney Goldfish, what bothers me the most is that this is done intentionally with support from elected officials.
That's right. That's right. They are saying this is the solution we have available to us in the state legislatures. And all of this rolls up to the federal government's failure to pass immigration reform that reflects the needs of our economy. Because we have a need for labor in this country, but because immigration is such a hot-button, divisive issue, no Republican will do anything that even, you know, could potentially be viewed as pro-immigrant because of the backlash that they receive. And we see that. You know, we see that with anything that Biden does that's even slightly pro-immigrant. I mean, I, as an immigration advocate myself, I do not view Biden as a pro-immigrant president. He has had a couple of policies here and there that are pro-immigrant, and he immediately gets sued. There's an immediate backlash, and it's because there's this rhetoric out there that you referenced in the beginning, Earl, about immigrants are bad and evil and wrong and dangerous, et cetera, which is, you know, this has been a drumbeat of our nation since its inception. It's just that we used to say these things about, you know, Catholics, Irish, German, Italian, Jewish,
Black people,
of course, of course. You know, when I talk about immigration, I typically exempt enslaved populations and native populations because neither population chose to immigrate.
Right.
But when you know, this rhetoric has been repeated and regurgitated for centuries, and we're just hearing it again, and you would think that we would learn, but it's what's fascinating in a sad way to me is that people who are from formerly marginalized populations will turn around and make the argument that, well, my dad or my grandpa did it the right way, and why aren't these people, you know, doing it like we did? It's just people are so quick to slam the door behind them and to believe this rhetoric of immigrant equals bad, when in fact, immigrants are the ones who are going to save this nation. We have a switch we can flip in this labor shortage crisis that we're barreling towards, and that is immigration. And people still haven't, you know, started talking about it like they need to be.
You know, listen to this. The legislation in Iowa would, for example, allow children as young as 14 to work in meat coolers and industrial laundries. In Ohio, Republican state senators last month approved a bill that would allow 14 and 15-year-olds to work until 9 p.m. during the school year. In Minnesota, it would allow 15-year-olds to work on construction sites. How insane is that thought process? They have no understanding of the damage that they will be doing to the long-term lives of the children that they're exploiting. But they're willing to exploit the children because these corporations are so concerned that they don't have enough employees. And I'll say this, Attorney Goldfinch, if these corporations are so hurting for employees, why don't they do what took place during the Industrial Revolution? Why don't they pay a livable wage, and then they'll get people to come in and work? But to offer $12, $13 an hour, many adults aren't taking that. They can't live off of that. Offer a livable wage, and maybe you'll get some people to come work.
There are so many bad actors, you know, in a policy like this. They are these companies that are employing these children. They are the state legislatures that are using this as a solution to a labor shortage problem. There's the federal, the legislators at the federal level who are failing to pass immigration reform that would allow people, you know, would allow us to have more adult immigrants to be able to fill these positions that are difficult to fill. And I think everybody in each of these, you know, each of these bad actors, they are not, of course, contemplating their own children. They are, these are just like other kids. You know, I think it's so easy for people to just say like, oh, not my kids. These are other kids that's their life journey. That's, you know, life put them in this circumstance. Right. And so not really my problem. And it's really sad. I mean, these are very young children. And I mean, even some of these laws are lifting the liability on these companies when there are injuries on the job, because these jobs are dangerous. These kids are working night shifts. I mean, it's just not, it is not okay. It's not okay on any level. And there is a better solution. And it's so sad to me that we're seeing actual laws passed that go through the whole legislative process as a solution to a national labor shortage that has a much better solution.
So these are draconian laws that in the 1900s were erased because this happened once before in this nation. And people came to the rescue of children. And now they're rolling back all of those laws because they're coming to the rescue of what? Of corporations. And I'll say this, part of it too is that the politics of it, where Republicans don't want these immigrants coming in because they believe that they're going to vote Democrat. I mean, just stupidity, right? I mean, that's their thought processes. That's why we don't want to let the people in, because they're going to vote Democrat. Well, you can't have it both ways. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the voting stuff just gets so ridiculous, because the reality of it is that only U.S. citizens can vote. Exactly. It takes, you know, like at least a decade for someone who comes in and does it, you know, goes through the process. They get a work permit. They get a green card. They naturalize and become a citizen. I mean, we're talking like a decade for most people. This is not, you know, this is not like a bunch of immigrants are going to come in and start voting. It just doesn't work like that.
You're talking about the ignorance of people who don't understand, right? And so they're being taken advantage of by people who do understand that they're lying to these people, intentionally lying to these people to make them believe that anybody who comes across the border is going to wind up voting Democrat. Listen, we've got to go to a break. My guest is Kate Lincoln Goldfish, attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfish. She is an immigration attorney. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
Do you wish you knew someone who could help develop your palate and passion for diverse, healthy teas from all around the world? Cultivate Tasting Green Bay is owned by a certified tea specialist, and Jennifer is known for hosting a series of professional tea tastings, unique and obscure
scale, but inviting and open to all. Learn more about Cultivate Taste at CultivateTaste.com or call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Cultivate your taste at Cultivate Taste Green Bay.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs level off around 42. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 37. Cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 59. Cloudy skies. Mid-50s. Friday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much cooler. Saturday, with highs in the mid-40s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is immigration attorney Kate Lincoln Gold-Finch. And attempts to weaken state-level child labor standards are part of a coordinated campaign backed by industry groups intent on eventually diluting federal standards that cover the whole country. Is what's at the root of this. And so, I you know, it's hard, Attorney Goldfinch. I lose more and more respect for a society, for a nation, that is not willing to fight this and to fight back, you know, to somehow enslave children to make a buck. Isn't there something just morally wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you got right to it. It's we're slipping backwards. This country has a history of exploitative labor, particularly of black and brown people. And here we go, regressing into, you know, really bad, poor choices and behavior of our past. And one of the things, you know, we were talking about right before the break is just this idea of sort of the consensus amongst conservative voters that, you know, immigrants are just bad and there's a lot of ignorance about the reality of our economic situation. And that's the part that I think is so difficult for me when I have these conversations is, how do we get to the people who just they're ignorant, they don't know, they're afraid of anything that's different, and they're watching, you know, these news channels that are just telling them all sorts of lies, and the result of that is these people vote and therefore sort of control the behavior of their elected officials who are doing nothing to, you know, protect all of us with passage of immigration reform. I don't know how to move the needle in that arena. It's just really frustrating.
You know, it is frustrating, and even with my audience. I mean, I know they're hearing this, and maybe they don't believe it. I think in many instances what happens, Attorney Goldfinch, is people don't believe it. They believe that America, you know, it's this great bastion of freedom and it's all the things that, you know, the red, white, and blue and apple pie and Chevrolet, and none of these things could really happen, and people who say these things are fabricating it. But it's the truth. And so I like on my show to talk about these things and expose them. And, you know, people can, you know, take it where they want to take it, but we're not going to not tell the truth about what's happening in this nation because people don't want to hear it, right?
Yes. I mean, thank goodness for people like you. Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, the deal is, this is real. We have a crisis looming in this country. We have the baby boomers are aging.
Right.
We do not have enough workers to take care of our aging population, to fill the labor shortage, you know, that we have now, to keep Social Security going. I mean, this is just a problem that is getting worse by the minute. And the continued failure of all of us to hold our elected officials accountable and say, hey, guys, we need you to pass immigration reform so that we can have workers on all, you know, all levels of the skill spectrum, low-skilled jobs, high-skilled jobs, medium-skilled jobs. We need the ability as a country to just say, we will bring in workers seasonally. We will allow people to come in and work and go home. We will create more family-based immigration, more employment immigration, and infuse our economy with more younger labor, not child labor, but young adult labor. That will solve so many of our problems, but what's holding us back from doing that is the fear of immigrants, and we just have got to cut that out.
The answer they hear is from a lunatic like Donald Trump who says, we're going to pay money for people to have babies. Well, what? What? I mean, if you have more babies, that'll help solve the – none of that is going to help solve the problem. As you stated, I'm a baby boomer. The baby boomers are aging. There is no plan to deal with all of these baby boomers. Who's going to take care of the baby boomers? They're not paying people a livable wage or a wage that is commensurate with taking care of all of these people, you know, black, white, red, yellow, all the entire human family – who are aging. And so that is coming and it's on the horizon. So they better get to a point where they get beyond these lies and address the real issues, right?
That's exactly right. And so much of this, I think, is focused on the southern border in particular, and the business of migrants who are seeking asylum, which in reality is a teeny tiny fraction of what we're talking about. We're talking about immigration overall, but we also have had so much attention and focus really since Trump on asylum seekers at the southern border, even though we've been processing asylum seekers since after World War II. But one thing I just, you know, as an immigration lawyer in Texas, I just can't not say it, is the kind of people who are, you know, from Venezuela, from Cuba, from Honduras, who get themselves out of a dangerous or tricky situation all the way to our southern border simply because they want to do a better job in their life, take better care of their family, etc. These are the kinds of people that we want here in this country.
So
they are not our enemies.
Attorney Goldfinch, we got to run. Until the next time, we'll talk soon.
Right,
thank you very much.
Got
to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. An end to the Dominion voting system's defamation case against Fox News. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Fox admitted no guilt, but said in a statement, "We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false." $787 million is short of the $1.6 billion Dominion was seeking after watching Fox News hosts and guests repeatedly give voice to false claims.
Fox facing further defamation suits over its reporting of false claims about voting machines rigging the 2020 election. The Supreme Court deciding whether women will face restrictions to getting the drug used in most abortions across the country. The justices expected to issue an order in which abortion opponents are seeking to roll back the FDA's approval of misoprostone. The Biden administration wants the court to reject limits
You're
on
listening
its use.
To a radio station
Suspected
that's part of the
Pentagon
Civic Media Network.
Speaker Jack DeMera expected in court today to find out if he'll remain behind bars until trial. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Police say two bodies found in the Oneida County Forest Monday were those of two teenage girls who went missing from Merrill recently. The Oneida County Sheriff says the deaths of Aiden Griefy and Dakota Brown are not considered suspicious. The sheriff says exposure was a factor and investigators are still doing their work. Governor Evers says he plans to sign a bill to increase penalties for carjacking in Wisconsin to up to 60 years in prison. The bill has bipartisan support, but some Democrats complain it demonizes Milwaukee.
When we continue to hamstring local governments and continue to defund public safety, that's also part of the problem.
Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez of Milwaukee. In sports, the Brewers go for a sweep of Seattle today. Tonight, the Bucks try to even up their first-round playoff series against Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Boat Hustle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And as the main ingredients just said, everybody plays the fool. Now, we're talking about the fact that in this country that we love so well, children are being exploited. Listen to this. You know, One major case conducted in this past February, Packer Sanitation Services, Inc., one of the nation's largest cleaning services for meatpacking plants, paid $1.5 million in civil penalties, a mere pittance, for one of the largest cleaning service meatpacking plants in the United States. $1.5 million is chicken feed. In civil penalties after the Department of Labor found that it had employed at least 102 children in hazardous jobs in eight states, including Arkansas, Minnesota, and Tennessee. The agency investigators found that the company had children 13, as young as 13 years old, working overnight shifts, performing jobs as using caustic chemicals to clean razor sharp saws. Now listen, if you know me by now, I don't come on these airways to tickle your ears. If you're looking for somebody to tickle your ears, you need to go somewhere else. And I won't feel bad. But we need to wake up as the American people and push back on what is taking place. We can no longer keep our eyes closed because I live in a sanctuary away from all of this, you know, and then go to church on Sunday and bless the Creator if we're not willing to fight this. And the fact that the penalty for exposing these children to all of those harmful chemicals, 13 years old, is $1.5 million, attests to the fact that there's something seriously wrong in the soul of many people in this country. And the fact that that is legal, they say it's illegal, but $1.5 million is not going to deter a corporation the size of that has people all over this nation making hundreds of millions of dollars, and you penalize them $1.5 million? Come on. We can talk about third world nations all we want. And we do that in this country a lot. And then we turn away from the bad that is happening in this country. We continue to do that. And as long as it's not your child, it's not my child. Well, okay. You know, these people are going to grow up. And they've been damaged. And we're aware of it. But we don't have the courage to speak out. Listen, don't be afraid. And I know people are afraid of the shadows. But don't be afraid. I'm the one doing the talking. If they're going to come after somebody, they're not going to come after you for listening. They're going to come after me for talking and telling the truth. But if they want to come after me for telling the truth about what's happening in this nation, then so be it. I'm willing to pay that price. But come on, 13-year-old children working third shift, being exposed to all sorts of things. Your child is not going to do that. You're not going to allow it. No child should work under those conditions knowingly. This is not 1900 anymore. For heaven's sakes, this is 2023. As a nation, we should know better. Well, Earl, what are you going to do about them? They're coming in. They're coming in the border. Hey, they're coming into the border. What are you going to do? Oh, okay. Where are all you border folk? Always running off at the mouth about the borders. Earl, are you aware of how many people are coming in? No. Are you aware of what they're doing to children? And now that I'm telling you, whether you believe it or not, look it up for yourself. Don't take my word for it. But I will challenge you that once you read it and see it for yourself, then stop whining and crying about the people coming in at the border illegally. because the children are being exploited. But you don't have any courage to address that. I get it. I get it. And I'm sorry. At some point in time, this has to come to an end. Look, I worked in industry. I chose to do it for 34 years. I was exposed to all sorts of carcinogens. And yes, many who worked with me were poisoned in the factory where I worked for 34 years. They paid us handsomely. Did I know at the time we were being exposed to all sorts of carcinogens? No. But we were adults. Why should children who don't know any better have to face that uncertainty? I didn't work in industry at 13, and no child should have to. Well, Earl, what are you thinking? The business guys, they've got to find people to work. Well, then pay a livable wage and they'll get people to work. You know, the reason they're not getting people to work is they want to pay them $12 an hour. $12 an hour was good in 1980. Let me see. Help me do the math, Calvin, 1980. That's 43. About 43 years. I know, man. Hey, man, you want people to work for what they made, what they paid 43 years ago when gasoline was a dollar a gallon. I know, I remember. You know, when you got a loaf of bread for 36 cents and it was a real loaf of bread. Or when you got a gallon of milk for 59 cents. What is with people? Now, have we forgotten my generation? And I know this is, again, I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to talk straight. And we have to have the courage. This fight is monumental. And yes, it is political. It's a political fight. One side, the conservatives, have convinced people through all those lies that they are for them and that they support them and that that's who we are. We're going to fight for you because the Democrats have done all these heinous things to you. And the people have bought into that. And so they accept all of this foolishness. That's fact. You know how I know? Because you look at what just happened with Dominion and Fox News. And the fact that Fox News just paid $750 million because they got caught lying. I mean, come on, man. So instead of going to court, Fox News cried uncle. Oh, I'm sorry. You caught me. I don't want to go through this because, you know, I don't want to just get us dragged through the mud because the people who believe in us, you know, we don't want them to really know the truth about who we are. A bunch of liars. But you think it's going to change anything with the people who listen to Fox News? You think it's going to change anything for people who believe in that conservative foolishness? No. Not going to change one iota. As the rest of the world talks about what happened with Dominion and Fox News settling out of court for somebody saying that you lied, you are liars, and you lie every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all you do is lie. So, you know, if somebody is accusing me of lying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm suing them. If I'm not lying, come on. But Fox News caught flat out lying. And then I had a guy call yesterday. Well, Earl, there was cheating going on. Oh, okay. There was cheating going on in the voting. And okay. Yeah. So that's my point. The Republican Party has done a yeoman's job of brainwashing people, average people, who believe that what Donald Trump and the rest of that merry band has been pushing. Didn't just start with Donald Trump. I've been listening to here lately to Bill Buckley. They call him the father of conservatism. And Firing Line. As a kid, I used to listen to him, you know. And so here lately, while I'm doing my walks, I've got Bill Buckley on from 1966, 67, 68. Ronald Reagan and others. And you see where this has all come from. And the amazing thing is that in my lifetime, I've seen that spread. I've seen that cancer spread from the time that they created that to now, to the point where we are silent when children, babies, 13 years old, are working third shift in factories. Hey, America, what's wrong with you? That's not an issue. I don't want to hear about the rest of that. We can't fight. Who's going to fight for school-age children? The state legislative push also comes amid a sharp increase in the number of unaccompanied minors arriving in the United States and joining the workforce, including middle schoolers working in roofing, meatpacking, and other dangerous occupations, according to an investigation by the New York Times. Maybe you think that's okay. I don't. When you talk about human smuggling, trafficking, and all of those things are happening in this country, the land of the free and the home of the brave, and silence. Got to fight it. The Fair Labor Standards Act and its child labor protection applies in all states, and no state has the ability to limit these provisions, U.S. Solicitor of Labor Seema Nada said in a statement provided to Stateline. The department will vigorously enforce child labor protections in all states and is closely monitoring state action in this area. What are you talking about, ma'am? So when you find it, you penalize them $1.5 million, which is peanuts, for what they're doing. Don't tell me about enforcement if that's what it's going to be at the end. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl English Show. We'll be right back.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs level off around 42. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 37. Cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 59. Cloudy skies. Mid 50s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much cooler Saturday with highs in the mid 40s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
69. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And while I'm on this tangent, I'm going to continue it. As states cut Medicaid, some fear they'll mistakenly end coverage for millions of eligible people. You know, Tanya Moore, 49, relies on doctor visits and prescription drugs to manage her diabetes, chronic pain, and high blood pressure. But her access to routine care is now in danger. She is among tens of thousands of Arkansas residents poised to lose coverage under the state's Medicaid health insurance program for low-income and disabled residents. The federal government provides billions in federal aid to states on the condition that they won't remove people from Medicaid until the COVID-19 public health emergency ended. Well, that just ended. The COVID-19 public health emergency ended. Now, with legislation allowing cuts to resume April 1st, the federal government estimates that about 15 million people will be disenrolled from Medicaid coverage as states resume the eligibility checks that were paused during the pandemic. But how quickly that happens depends on where you live. Now, why is it? I mean, again, somebody help me. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Can somebody please tell me why we are not willing to work to extend the lives of the American people? It shouldn't be a death sentence in this country because you don't have the money to keep your life going. What kind of nation is it? What kind of nation is this? Well, Earl, you doctor, I go to the doctor checks me out. And the doctor says, hey, Earl, you've got a condition that is going to cost you your life unless you get some treatment and take some medication. Well, okay, well, but I don't have any money. Well, I'm sorry. Let's go to David from Mequon. David, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Really quickly, you know, the problem with Medicaid is that it's not a good program to begin with. Most people get refused treatments even if they are on Medicaid. And why do I say that? Because it's most hospitals in the United States do not accept Medicaid patients because the amount that the federal government pays into it is not sufficient. It doesn't pay any of the bills hardly at all for procedures or anything. So in this case, if people are being dumped off of Medicaid, you know, depending on what state they live in, they would probably would have a much better, let's say it went on to Badger Care. Badger Care is much better than Medicaid.
Hey, Dave, I know that. And I understand
Badger
it.
Care, and Badger Care, yeah, so.
But we can't get Badger Care. But in this state, Republicans refuse to accept Badger Care.
No,
yes.
That's not true.
Man. That they is true.
No, they refuse. No, it's not.
Hey, David.
But Earl, that part is not true. What they not accepted was additional federal dollars for Medicaid. And the reason being, again, because most hospitals, most doctors do not accept Medicaid patients. They don't get hardly any treatment at all.
Hey, Dave.
And
go ahead.
If you're on Medicaid, you're in bad shape because you don't get the help that's needed.
So Dave, so Badger Care has been offered, has been extended, federal dollars were available in the state of Wisconsin to switch over to Badger Care. It is the Republicans who refuse to do it.
No, you have a majority of people, the majority of people in the state of Wisconsin are receiving Badger Care.
Dave, let's be truthful. When we're talking about Badger Care, I had Badger Care, so I know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's one of the best insurances that you can get. But Badger Care is for low-income people.
Public.
You say what?
Go ahead.
Badger Care is
public. It's not a private entity.
That's correct. And so Badger Care is for low-income people. It wasn't, and the only way I wound up with it is because the company that I worked for that had all those years we negotiated for insurance coverage after we retired, we bought into. Yeah, our company bought into Badger Care.
That's when you were at Adelson.
That's correct. And so our company bought into Badger Care. You can buy into Badger Care. It's not just for indigent people. And so our company bought into Badger Care. And that way I was able, Dave, to see how great Badger Care was.
Right.
So why is it that the state of Wisconsin does not have Badger Care, Dave, if after all these years that they've been pushing to try to get it?
We do have Badger Care.
I'm talking about. Yeah, Dave.
There's a difference between actual federal Medicaid and the state end of things. And what I'm saying to you is that the current Badger Care is very good for low-income people.
It's good for anybody, Medicaid, Dave.
Well, it's at the end of the day, it's available to low-income people.
Dave, I had John Hancock. I had Connecticut General. I had some of the best insurance companies as I worked for those years. And Badger Care was as good as those insurance companies. I know I had them. Look, I got to go to break, man. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter. Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.